Whoa, a pre-roll?
This Holy never happens. Shit. What are we, crazy?
We must have really...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Forgotten to mention something on this episode.
Something pretty important.
And that's correct. We forgot to mention we're doing a live show in Montreal this week. Is it maybe even tomorrow by the time this comes out?
Jesus, is it really?
No. We still got a time. This is July 18th. You guys will have a week to go to jakeandamir.com. We're doing a show, a live podcast, our first in so long as part of the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's right. This is our first live show in 2-3 years. Is that possible?
Yeah, and maybe our last live show ever. So you really, really, really want to come and check it out and support it. We don't even know how many tickets are left. We don't know anything.
We don't know how many are available. We have no idea.
No.
We don't even know where Les Maisons Theater is.
Nor should we. We're just going to arrive on the day having had, looking to make people laugh. So we basically said yes in the dark. We said we.
We said we. And it's going to be a good time. So come through.
Yes. And I made jakeandamir.com forward to the ticket purchasing page.
Love it.
But if that doesn't work for you guys, then it's on the festival page as well at hahaha.com.
Yeah. You can find tickets for sure.
So check that out. All right. Now let's get into it.
Bye.
This is a HeadGum Original.
3, 2, 1.
Wet dreams, dry days, jerking off with mayonnaise. I love using Hellman's sauce as lube. And I bet Matt Damon does it too. For advice on your biggest woes, email in to if I were you. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Starts now.
Something about show no, no, no is unsettling. Why wasn't it just show no, na, na, or show, 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 show?
I think he was like a little late, and it like was like a weird mistake that we heard.
It's just I'm giving
oops.
I'm giving notes now that I have a punk rock band. That's right.
I totally forgot. Yeah, we have a lot of catching up to do because you've been on vacation. I took a mini trip myself. We haven't really spoken in weeks.
Yeah, you actually didn't text me once while I was gone. Like, jack shit
what?
From you.
About what? You were in Italy.
Checking in, saying hi.
Checking in, I saw your Instagrams. You're having a nice time.
You
time change.
Respond to any of the Instagrams, like the Insta stories.
I did.
Okay, you
the stories.
Commented on something, maybe, yeah. But it would have been nice to hear from you is all.
Oh, yeah. Damn, a lot of missed texts. Sorry, I muted our thread. Yeah. Are you there? Would be nice to hear from you.
I'm bored. Jill's left.
Can you raise a sparrow? That's not how Waze works, by the way.
Join a group Uber Eats order.
Let me just give this guy his flowers, which was Luke Pottage. He caught episode 541. And I guess we came up with the idea of wet dreams, dry days. And then he took that, put it in a Blink-182 song, and sort of ran with it.
I see. Wet dreams, dry days. That does sound quite familiar. So he on his own got to jerking off with Hellman's.
Yes, that was his, I think. I hope.
There's a world where as I heard that, I thought that was ours. But if it's only about wet dreams, dry days, he might have come up with that independently. So brava.
And then he said, since the first my since I guess he already recorded a theme song for us. And since then, Johnny Howson did sign a new deal with Middlesbrough FC and signed another one 3 days ago. He's 34 now and was still our best player last season. He got the man of the match when we knocked out Jake Spurs from the FA Cup. So a little, a gentle ribbing from Luke.
Right. I do recall that, actually. Middlesbrough. Tough team.
And then, so you mentioned your punk album. Mm-hmm. We sort of released it on the podcast, recorded about it.
Yeah.
Bless you. Mm-hmm. Did that episode come out yet? Like, have you
that
seen
that episode comes out
yet?
Today. It's
we're recording this on July 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That episode. So my life is changing as we know it right now. By the time,
in real time.
Yeah. By the time this episode is done, even being recorded.
Yeah.
I may have gone viral, famous on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever.
Would you know that in real time, or are you just waiting to hear some feedback? Also, is everything set up? Like, I didn't know if you actually got around to like putting it on. Like, can I search Spotify right now?
Yes, you can. You can search Fate on Shuffle on Spotify,
and it's just that one song.
Yes, it should.
Fate on Shuffle. Mm-hmm. Whoa, it's on Rap Caviar.
Amazing. Oh my god, I'm doing a collab with Drake.
Okay, so I'm on Fate on Shuffle. It's verified on Spotify.
There you go.
It's very real.
Yeah.
And then popular releases is just the one release you have. I don't know if it's popular for you or actually popular.
Definitely
on Spotify
not
right now.
Actually popular on Spotify. But oh yeah,
One True Stunner.
One True Stunner. There we go. Do you see the Gareth actually updated the cover art, made it look like it was spray painted onto the locker?
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, before it was like that flat image, but now it looks a little better.
Oh, good news. You can track how many monthly listeners it has.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how many do I have right now?
So right now it's still early days.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to hit me with the honest truth by inflating the number just a little bit.
I'll inflate it a little bit and say it has 15.
Oh god. That's a reflex poorly on you as well, because it's been promoted on this podcast.
But again, this is a Monday morning record. The episode just went live.
Just
we don't even
live.
Know what the real numbers will be.
That's right. I'm going to promote it on my Instagram. So,
oh, that's cool.
So that should help it blow up pretty quickly.
That'll signal boost, to be sure.
And I will be spending heavily on marketing this. I am
any plans for a song two, or we're going to wait and see how this one goes?
No, I'm definitely going to make another song. I am going to hit Gareth up actually today with some lyrics that I worked on my bike trip. Because, you know, you're pedaling, you're not listening to anything, you're just humming. And I was coming up with punk lyrics, you better believe.
All right, so this is just the beginning of the beginning, not even the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The beginning of the beginning is actually a cool name for our next song.
The beginning of the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually really dope. And I sort of came up with the first one too.
Fate on Shuffle? No, you didn't.
The one about the...
Oh, One True Stunner?
Freshman.
Yeah. Yeah. But you come up with like garbage and then it's actually meat. Like you just said the beginning of the beginning and you farted that out of your face and you didn't realize what you said. And
but that's
I'm
what
the one.
Genius is.
No, because I don't think the earth, the core of the earth knows that it's pushing up diamonds. You know, it takes a trained eye to find the diamond and to see the value there. So you are like the earth shitting out the pressure, the diamond, but you don't know what you've done. I know what you've done by accident, by happenstance, haphazardly. I recognize what could work, the diamond in the rough, and I hone that, fine tune it, present it to the earth. The world, I mean.
You lost yourself in the metaphor. I am the truffle and you're the pig and shit that accidentally finds
that's more apropos for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except you don't even make the music. Somebody else does that too. So somebody else is selling it.
Whatever.
Okay. Before we get into your journey adventure that I still don't really know much about.
Yeah.
I took a 3-day mini trip. We're back on Monday. I got back yesterday.
Okay.
So I was gone from Thursday to Sunday visiting family. And I stayed in an Airbnb.
You went up north, up to San Fran.
Right.
Okay.
Stayed in an Airbnb, flew up there with Avital, landed, and right away, something didn't feel right at all.
When you landed?
When I landed, I'm like, ooh, I feel like either constipated or diarrhea-y, like something in my stomach was wrong.
Oh, God.
So I went to see my family for a little, but it was a quick hello while we settled into the Airbnb. We get to the Airbnb. I'm like, oh, this place is sick. Like, I thought it was a one bedroom. There's like two bedrooms and a living room and there's a back patio. And it's like, we have the entire house.
Nice.
Like, this is awesome. And then I start feeling even worse and worse. I'm like, I'm laying in this like extra bedroom that we have, just like trying to take advantage of all the space. I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. I was like, are you serious? I'm like, I think I'm going to puke. Can you get a trash can? And she's like, from where? I'm like, I don't know. I think just look for a trash can.
Why did you get up and go to the bathroom? Oh, really? You're like, if you stood up.
I just like stood up. I'm like, I'm about to puke. And then, so she left. I'm like, it's happening. And I see a potted plant with a fake fiddle leaf fig. I'm like, here we go. Like, it's either all over myself or my hat. Or the ground or this potted plant. I made an executive decision. Yeah,
the potted plant probably, especially if it's fake. If it was a real plant, that would have been an issue. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The synthetic stuff that can be cleaned and it'll be contained in the plant.
So I hurl in the potted plant and it's, you know, viscous, thick enough, like an oatmeal situation that I can hopefully scoop it out later. But the real problem is that like I just landed in this Airbnb. Yeah. I have food poisoning. Is the end of the trip? Is this over? Am I just going to spend the next 3 days in here? All night I feel awful. Kind of reminiscent of you in Mexico, just like up every hour or two needing to puke. Just like trying to drink Gatorade, can't keep anything down.
Oh my God.
This is terrible timing. I'm supposed to be like at the zoo with my niece at 10 and it's 4:42 and I'm just like on the toilet.
So what my brother, you land the first, what time did you land?
3.
Okay. So you're throwing up by like 5, 6 p.m. It's an evening thing. It's
7 or 8.
Okay, got it. So it's not like you were supposed to do something with your family that day. It's like you're arriving that day, but you have your plans are the following.
Yeah, okay. Plans are the following. Got Shabbat it. Dinner, of course, Friday night dinner. We have a birthday party on Sunday for the little 3-year-old. So Friday, I'm just like, I'm out. I feel like I'm in recovery mode. I'm not puking anymore, but I feel very weak. Sorry, guys, I can't make it. My brother's like, that's fine. You're sick. You shouldn't be around my entire family anyway.
Right.
Children, nobody wants to see you. Nobody wants to like you to accidentally infect us. You know, these things are contagious, etc. Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what it is at this point. It's a stomach. It was the stomach bug. You're not throwing up anymore.
Yeah. Maybe like I'm Googling, but it's all just like, is it food poisoning? Is it a stomach bug? Is it a norovirus? These are all sort of the same things where like something is wrong. You ingested it or breathed it in something.
Yeah. And you have to puke and shit until it's all gone.
Correct.
Okay.
Friday, I feel weak. Friday night comes and then I'm no longer nauseous, but I feel a intense cramping sensation in my stomach where I'm like, it almost feels like someone's in there like pushing out like that sort of sharp pain.
Oh my God.
And it's not going away. And I'm just like sort of in the fetal position on the bed. Avital again, concerned, is everything okay? I'm like, I don't think so. Like I'm in like a lot of pain. I don't even know what to do with it. Like, what do you do when you're in a severe stomach pain? I'm not going to a hospital, but at the same time, I can't fart. Like I don't get any sweet relief.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is sweeter.
And it's like, yeah, and it's like midnight then one. I'm like, I can't sleep. Like it hurts too much. Even though I'm like, I'm exhausted. I literally
was it
can't
gas?
Get comfortable. It was almost like gas, but I don't know, again, another symptom of this food poisoning thing.
Got it.
So at this point, it's night two. I'm in terrible cramping pain in a fetal position. Can't get comfortable. At one point, Avital recommends I get in the bath, just like, you know, for a hot compress on my abdomen to hopefully make me feel better.
Nice.
I get in there. The bath is old. It's like barely filling up. It's not getting warm enough. I'm still in pain. It's like now 4 a.m. again. I'm like
trying
texting my
to run
like,
a bath at 3:30 and unsuccessfully is very, very sad.
Texting my brother again. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's still really bad. I don't know. I don't even know. I'm like trying to like just like imagine the pain going away. I'm like, okay, if I conquer this feeling, like mind over matter, just like close my eyes and think of like a ghost, like literally removing gas from my belly, nothing is working.
Right.
Finally, 6 a.m., all night, pain, recovery, puke, hurting, passing out, waking up at 8 a.m., just like barely sleeping, surviving.
You did puke again that night?
Puked a little bit again. I'm like, is this just my life now? Like, these things are supposed to be over by now. Fast forward to... by Sunday, I'm feeling well enough to go to the party, which is nice. I'm feeling like weak still. This was yesterday. Today is Monday when we're recording. Yeah. Yesterday, I go to this party, lost however many pounds, but at least I'm there. I'm no longer like feeling ill. I'm no longer feeling pain, despite like my existential crisis that like this was my new life, my new normal now.
Right.
Go to the party, celebrate a little bit, fly home, get home. So that was the debacle of it all, spending $1,000 on a hospital, basically. And then I get home and a message from the Airbnb host. Hey, Amir, the cleaning people just sent me some photos of the place. Just so you know, I also didn't... She wanted me to move the trash cans down. She lived at the top of a 28-stair staircase, and I had to take the trash cans down on Thursday, the day I arrived, and move them back up on Friday, which I obviously did not do because I was puking. You use the second bedroom in the Airbnb, which is an additional $70 a night. So I'm going to be charging for that through Airbnb. Also, you didn't move the trash cans, so that's like an additional fee that I'll also be requesting through Airbnb. And I'm like, sorry, I used the second bedroom? Like, she's like, yes, the Airbnb listing is for a one bedroom, one bath. You used the second bedroom. So that's an additional fee.
What?
And I'm like, right? Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No.
So think, I don't, I thought she was like, you puked in the bush and we found it. We puked in the plant and we found out.
But they,
hopefully she's not listening to
you
this.
Cleaned,
did not find that
you
out.
You cleaned the plant.
I cleaned the plant. I left the bed disheveled because I was, you know, in there.
Yeah.
I didn't really sleep in there, but
that's
I was tossing
fair.
And turning and resting.
You should tell her you didn't sleep in there. I only puked in the plant in there. And I rested and I farted in there.
Well, I messaged her back. I'm like, we just went in there for a little bit to change because there was a smoke alarm beeping in there. By the way, the room was unlocked. The room was unlocked.
Yeah. Was there actually a smoke alarm beeping in there?
There was. Thanks for asking. But she sent me a picture of the bed and she's like, this is not just like, you didn't just like walk into this room and not use it. Like you used this room. So I'm like, are you going to be charging me like through Airbnb? Like I'll dispute the charge. Like you can't rent out an entire home.
Yeah.
And then leave a fucking decoy room where it's like, I hope you didn't use the room. Of course I used the room. I'm sorry. I thought it was a bank error in my favor.
She didn't tell you anything about it. She said,
no.
If that's it's the just, rule, if you it's
read,
a charge.
If you read, it's going to be an extra charge. Like if you, she's like, if you read the description of the place, it says one bedroom, one bath.
Yeah.
And you went into the second bedroom.
Right.
I'm like, what are you fucking trying to trap me? Like, you got me?
You
got me. You
gotta tell me. If there's something I can stumble into and incur an extra fee, that has to be laid out plain and simple. That's unjust.
Oh, and she sent me a whole check-in manual, like 13 things about, like, this is the microwave and this is the shower and this is how you use the Wi-Fi.
Of course, if you want to use the shower, that's an extra $5. Do you connect to the Wi-Fi? That's 15.
Nothing about this bonus Jonas room, this scam that she's running, where it's a two-bedroom, but you rent it out as a one-bedroom, and if you use the first bedroom, which is the first one you see, of course, then you incur an extra fee.
That's absurd. That is absurd.
Honestly, I'm kind of happy I don't want to say it, but I puked in a fiddly fit. I feel like I preemptively got back at her.
Yeah, it's called prevenge.
Yeah. Yes, prevenge. And I guess that's what I had because it was a dish best served at Burbank Airport and it got me completely sick for the entire weekend. And there's still like updates to be had. I think I'll have one next week because I haven't received the actual. Will Airbnb just be like pluck 200? By the way, there's a $180 cleaning fee and she wants me to move the trash cans for her, which is a whole other problem.
Yeah. But
that's fine.
The cleaning fees
Airbnb
are
will just
fucked.
Pluck it's, the cash.
I think it's a way for the people to make even more money because I don't think she's paying a cleaning person $180 to clean the place.
No, and if they are, then move the trash cans. That could be part of the cleaning fee.
Yeah. I think Airbnb is so fucked to me because it's like you pay all of the stuff for a hotel, which does everything for you. And they ask for you to like basically do half the work. It's like, oh, can you wash the dishes, start the dishwasher, put your clothes in the washer? It's like, well, yeah, but why am I all? And that's fine. But why are you also going to pay someone $100 for the fee when you're helping? It's like, yeah, I'll pay you the $100 for the fee. You give me a little bit of a kickback if I'm going to have to do my own linens, right? Don't you think?
And you're going to tell me about the forbidden room, especially if it's unlocked.
Yeah, that's...
There's a definite, like, when Airbnb first came out, they're like, yeah, fuck hotels. Like, I can stay in someone's house. And slowly over the course of the years, and definitely now through the pandemic, the public sentiment is like, Airbnb kind of sucks. These houses aren't great. These people aren't trained in hospitality. Nobody knows what to do when things go awry. I'm going back to the hotel.
Yeah.
This is a much better existence. And the hotels are like, well, I guess this entire business based on like people starting their own hotels didn't turn out so well, did it?
Yeah, exactly.
But do you think Airbnb is just going to pluck more money from the credit card that I gave them on file? Or they must have like 10,000 of these petty complaints every day. Like, how are they actually litigating this stuff?
Yeah, I remember there was like, you can eventually talk to a person at Airbnb. I remember there was like me, you and Marty stayed in like an Airbnb in New York one time. And our review came back and it was like, the guys were really clean, but they like played loud music one night until 2 a.m. And it was like, we didn't do that. We had like gone to a party at Sarah and Mike's and we weren't at the house. And I was like, I got in touch with the guy and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, oh, I think that was like the guest that stayed after you. Sorry about that. But it was just like on my Airbnb profile that like I played loud music. And I was like, that's not good for me. You have to change that. But he couldn't change it. So we had to like escalate it to Airbnb and be like, this wasn't me. He like let him change the review or whatever. But
they must spend like billions of dollars on humans just to like go through all these fucking petty complaints people have.
Yeah, well, because all of those charges all add up, so it makes sense. They have to. But yeah, I think that they can just charge your card, but I feel like you can also dispute that. But I do also think, like in real life, they tend to favor the landlords, the people with the listings, because that's how they make their cash. You try to skip out of a $70 charge, they're going to be like, I want to actually side with this person with the listing who earns us thousands of dollars a month.
$70 a night for the extra room. Nowhere in the listings does it say $70. That's a hidden fee.
That's gotcha hospitality. That's like,
and if I don't move the trash cans up and down the 28 stairs, I'm paying for that out of pocket too.
That's like when they give you the two waters at the hotel, but then like if you get anything from the minibar, it's that extra fee. It's that, except with an actual room of the house. She leaves it there. She leaves it unlocked. It seems like it's yours for the taking, but as soon as you open it, that's That's actually a $19 bag of M&Ms, sir.
Congratulations. Absolutely congratulations. You figured it out. I walked into your trap. She does, and I used the room.
A little string on the doorknob on the other side. And if it even gets turned, that's the fee. She
There's
just
a
hears,
cookie on the bed. Oh, sorry. You actually went to the cookie.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
I didn't see that in the list of rules. You must have slipped your mind because you really went into detail about how the coffee maker works.
Yeah.
But you didn't say anything
that if
about
I lied down in a bed
fee.
In the other room that it was $70. By the way, also, if it's a one bedroom, how do you know which bedroom you're even paying for? You walk in and it's like, yeah, I paid for a one bedroom, but there are two. So I lied down on one bed. I said, nope, this one's not the one I'll use. And I went to the other one.
Yes. Also, so I was telling a buddy of mine, actually a group chat, the story, because everyone likes a good Airbnb anecdote. And he reached out to this person pretending to be interested in booking.
Oh my God.
And asked about the second bedroom.
What did she say?
And he was like, so how does the second bedroom work? And she's like, well, if you don't need it, it's closed and locked.
Not locked. It's actually not locked.
And she asked me in the back and forth that we're having, was the door closed? And I said, it was maybe closed, but definitely not locked. As you can see, there's still evidence of my DNA all over your fiddly fig.
I think that's what it comes down to. Like, it makes sense that she has a two-bedroom Airbnb that she lists as both a two-bedroom and a one-bedroom. So she's capturing people looking for both. But if it's not locked, that's... If it's not locked,
it's
she can't.
Case closed.
If it's not locked, she can't be shocked. Is what I was going to say.
That's really good.
Yeah,
that's actually really good. Meanwhile, while I was having food poisoning, I was looking at your Instagram, and you're like, "Look at all this pizza I'm eating." I'm like, "Oh, how is anybody eating cheese right now?" I feel so terrible. Honestly,
by the end, I didn't think I could eat pizza anymore either.
All right, let's hear about your trip after these messages. I'm still sipping on electrolytes just in case.
Yes, you are.
I should say that I'm also leaving to Las Vegas today, which is probably the worst place you should go. Yes, today.
Oh my God. Are you driving? Or Jet
no,
Suite
fine.
X? Very good.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Yes.
I guess unsolicited advice this week is to tread lightly with Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
Especially if I get spiked for this extra $200 for puking in a ficus. I deserve that.
You owe them more money for throwing up in the plant, but they don't know you.
You don't think
did
that's covered? Yeah.
Well, I guess that's covered, in, the fee. Yeah, in the cleaning fee. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I also paid the bitch fee.
Yeah.
That's when I take a dump in another plant.
How many bathrooms were there? One bathroom?
One bathroom.
Okay. All right, cool.
With a toilet and sink so close together that it was actually convenient at times, but ultimately not necessarily worth it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really feel for Avital, who had to be there with you.
She was sort of Instacarting Pepto-Bismol at 2 a.m., so that was very nice of her. She was really sort of half asleep taking care of me, but also, like, she couldn't do anything. She's like, do you need anything? I'm like, yeah, I need this pain to be over.
Yeah.
I don't know. You cursed me. I don't know if somebody cursed me.
When I had the food poisoning in Paris, Jill and I were in, like, a hotel room where it was basically, like, it was not, like, completely open to the bathroom, but, you know, it's a smaller space. And I came out at one point from, like, puking and shitting at the same time. And she's just, like, lying on the bed with her eye mask on and AirPods in.
It's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just in hell. The only person that had it worse than me that night.
It's a very dehumanizing thing. You're just like,
yeah,
I'm a baby.
Right.
I'm going to puke and poop now, and I'm hurting. And there's nothing anyone can do about it.
You feel like an animal. You're just like, yeah. I'm an injured animal. Yeah, I did have the opposite time as you the entire time.
Yeah, you spent 2 weeks sort of living the good life and eating food instead of vacating it.
That's right. Yeah.
You went to where exactly?
We started the trip by going to Lake Como. So this is me, Jill, her parents, and mine.
This was not the honeymoon, or is it the honeymoon, and you guys brought your parents to your honeymoon?
We did what everyone does, and you bring both parents to the honeymoon as chaperones.
You gotta.
We've been planning to do our honeymoon in Italy, and then we like tacked it on to a family trip. So the first half of the trip was a family trip. It was Jill's parents, my parents, Jill's best friend, Jill's best friend's husband, and his parents. So that is three sets of parents, two couples, one sibling. Jill's sister was there as well.
She's got to come.
Yeah, Jill's sister is not going to miss the trip. So,
no.
So yeah.
Your brother.
And my brother, well, he was there and did not go on the bike trip. We overlapped with him in Venice for 2 days at the end of the bike trip. And then again, in Praiano on the Amalfi Coast for 1 day at the very end.
I feel like half of my Instagram followers were in Italy last week.
Truly,
did
everyone
you see people you know in Italy, like
Jill. Yes, everybody Jill was in did Italy. Run into a friend of hers in Capri. Like everyone is there, literally, and you can tell because it is insanely crowded. It is.
Did everyone decide to go to Italy on July 4th, 2022?
Their tourism marketing is working. I think that when we were like all not traveling because of the whole pandemic thing, people were just like romanticizing traveling anywhere. But I feel like for whatever reason, Italy benefited from like having the most wanderlust associated with it because it just looked so peaceful and lovely.
Yeah, I mean, the photos are insane.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been to, for sure.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Yeah, the Venetian. The exact same.
Yes.
It's the exact same.
The gondola ride.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're outdoors, but you're actually indoors.
Which is better because it's temperature controlled. Because Venice was hot.
Oh, was it?
It was so hot. Yeah. There was kind of like a heat wave in Italy. When we got to the bike trip, I was like, the first day we got there, it's through this company called Backroads, which is lovely. They basically plan all of these like active adventure style trips, including I think bike trips are their main thing. So we did this trip. It's like 5 or 6 days from Parma to Verona. And every single day is like a different bike ride. You can do as little as like 10 miles. You can do as much as like 40 or 50. And they basically just follow you around with a van and give you everything you could possibly want. There's like a nut station. Every day I made myself a big like bag of trail mix with M&Ms in it.
They follow you around with a nut station?
Yeah, they do follow you around with a nut station.
So there's a guy who just bikes next to you with a bunch of nuts?
There are three guys. They're not all the nut guys, but they're all in charge of the nuts and other things. So you have two group leaders. Our guys were Tomasz and Gigi. Just two strapping internationals. A Polish gent.
Tomasz, stop looking at my wife.
You're flirting with my mother, Gigi. And Tomasz, I could use a few more walnuts if you could stop groping my wife.
He's leaning against a wall talking to Jill.
So
no pistachios today? How does that work?
Professionals. But they are really hot and like super fit, jacked.
Yeah, because all they do is bike and have nuts.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have abs.
They have abs.
And almonds.
And you have M&Ms.
Do you guys have Skittles? He's making fucking almond butter on his
abs.
Gigi,
I'm choking on a gummy worm.
The lonely and horny episodes just write themselves.
Oh my god, you flipping over the handlebars.
I'm wearing a singlet that says USSR on it.
Only riding in the van with your bike strapped to the top.
We were running low on nuts and I was running low on energy. And now I'm car sick. Thank you.
So like all of the stops are planned by the guides. So you like will bike to a farm or a winery and you'll have like this gorgeous buffet lunch laid out for you. So you pull up your bike, you hang it up, they take your helmet, they give you water, give you nuts, there's fruits, there's drinks.
Yeah.
You cool down.
I did a river rafting trip like this once and it's like... Oh. You know, they give you the oars, but then everything else is taken care of because you don't actually know how to do the other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like when we went fishing in Mexico, where it's like you are actually biking, but like when you get back...
They're taking care of everything else. Yeah.
It was the opposite of like my bike trip that I went on with my brother, where we like at the end of the day, we had like put the bikes in the vans. We popped a tire. We had to deal with it ourselves. We were eating at gas stations, whatever. This was... we ate at a Michelin star restaurant. You basically cycle from one castle to another castle, to like these beautiful hotels, villas. So every night you're just in a different gorgeous fucking place. It was incredible. So we had those are the good things. Great locations, great bikes. The bikes are really good. We did have two casualties.
we lost Gigi to a house fire.
Right. So Jill's best friend's husband had a fall and Gigi died in a fire.
Wait, casualties as in accidents or?
Yeah, yeah. The first day I was just like a little scared because I'm like, I'm cycling with my mom and her and I are out.
They don't bike for 50 miles like you do every weekend. So they're just casual bikers.
Yeah, casual bikers. My mom rides her bike around Nantucket. My dad will sometimes ride his bike to work. And aside from that, they've never been to Italy before biking in these country roads. The elevation's high.
It's an exercise.
Totally. And it was hot and the sun was out. And I was biking with my mom and... she's feeling good. But then at one point we're like on a hill and she's like, I think I need a rest. And I was like, oh, I hope you're not dead. I'm scared.
Because what happens now, Gigi? Yeah. Either you have nuts, but you don't have a fucking defibrillator.
There's only, and that was the first day. And I was like, oh man. But then she was fine. We got there. Me and my mom got there first. Some people had like taken the van from lunch, so they were already there. Then like Jill showed up, her friend Ramey, her friend Chris,
and Chris's parents.
Yeah, yes,
of course.
Chris's parents, obviously, and then mm-hmm. Jill's sister, and then just like waiting for my dad. Just like out there. It's like, I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's fine. We wait 5 minutes, still not there. It's like, all right.
Nightfall.
And I'm like, yeah, everything is fine. I'm just going to go, I'm just going to ride out and see if he's close. And as I'm riding out, I'm like, I'm going to see a bike in a ditch. I've killed my father
and my mother. Actually, this is a perfect cliffhanger.
Oh.
Because we need to take another break.
Ooh, I love that.
And people will have to listen to these ads now because they want to know what happened to your father. Actually, he wasn't in any of the photos that I saw.
Mm.
So the plot really thins.
My dad was the van on this trip.
He was Gigi the whole time. All right, let's take a break, come back, and thank some sponsors. And then we'll hear about how this tale concluded.
That's right.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right, we're back.
Finally. Unique episode. We're just catching each other up
on
our lives over the course of late June into early July. When last we left, Jake was looking for his dear old dad while I was in a lukewarm bath 18,000 miles away, I guess.
Mm-hmm. $70 in the hole.
That I didn't even know about. Okay, so you ride back to see your papa.
Yeah. First thing I realize is as I'm driving back, I see Tomasz and he's coming back. And he's like,
oh. He's in tears.
Bad news, Jake.
And I'm Italian, so I'm never actually upset.
Polish, actually. But yeah, so as I was going back, I was like, oh yeah, like there's guides, there's leaders. They're making sure my dad is.
They're always the last, yeah.
Right. So he like goes kind of like up and down the line of riders. It's really funny because like, I don't know. I thought that like I was a good bike rider and then like I would just be riding with Tomasz and then he'd be like, oh, all right, I'm going to go and check on everybody. And then he would just ride away at like 100 miles per hour without breaking a sweat.
And then ride back to you.
Yeah. Just like catch me in no time. There was one time where I was like about to go down a very steep hill and he was like telling me about like some of the turns and he was like, there's some loose gravel here, whatever. And as I was riding down, I was like, oh, so he rode down, then back up to talk to us.
That's insane. To give us fucking advice. Yeah, but you know what? I bet he can't host NADPOD.
Actually, yeah, he plays Dwarven Mage.
Jesus, yeah. On Critical Role. holy shit, they're popular.
But he's like, your dad's just behind us. And then I saw my dad and I was like, how's it going? And he's like, it's hard.
We've all been there.
All day one where I was just like, oh my God, they're not, you know, I overestimated my parents. But by the end of the trip, my mom and dad were like, they did the full ride. They were like feeling really good. It was really lovely to see them like go from that like apprehensive first day to like by the end, they're just like in it, you know. I have a beautiful photo of them like riding across like the last stretch holding hands. It was really sweet.
That seems really hard even just to do.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
From someone who can barely ride holding anything.
Yeah.
I can't imagine one hand on the handlebar or the other one on a bike on another person holding a bike.
Yeah. It was definitely impressive. And then like the things that went awry were one, Jill lost her cell phone, which was kind of scary, but Gigi found it. No problem there.
Of course.
No issue. took the van out into the middle of the Italian countryside, like knocked on doors, got it, brought it back.
Knocked on doors.
Yeah, like we had.
He canvassed.
Yeah, we basically had the general. We got back to the room. Jill's like, my phone's not here. She loses her phone so often that I was just like, I was like, oh no. But I knew that she was going to find it in 3 seconds. And she's like, no, it's gone. I was like, oh man, I wonder if it's, you know, in this bag. And just like thinking she's going to find it any second. So then it's actually gone. And I'm like, okay, so like, I have like the find my friends thing on your phone. It's no big deal. I'm sure you left it. We had like been to a Parmesan cheese factory that day. I was like, I'm sure it's just there.
In Parm, yeah. With Parm.
It was in Parma. So we look and it just says no location found. And I was like, oh, so your phone actually did just get stolen. It's gone. But then,
wow.
I thought it was gone. And then it sent a ping of like this location. It's just the middle of nowhere on this road that we had rode on. So it was like, oh, so it fell out of her bag. And Gigi goes to the location, but then like the location gets lost again. I'm trying to send like the exact GPS coordinates, but it looks like it moved up the street. I was like, wait, does someone have the phone? And it turned out that like someone had found it and was driving their car around looking for us, looking for someone.
Wow,
looking for the
phone. Good Samaritan.
So then they eventually found Gigi crawling around in a ditch. This is all while Jill and I are like making pasta.
I made a gnocchi. Three Italian grandmothers behind you sweating.
Is this a tortellini?
Yours is clearly falling apart.
And then I eat a perfect tortellini and an hour later, like, wow, I know what I'm doing.
Bella.
So we thought that was like the most annoying thing that we could have done to the leader guys. But then the next day, Chris's dad dislocated his pinky when he fell on like a hairpin turn. And then the day after that, Chris like had a bad wipeout and needed to get stitches in his shoulder and
stitches.
Yeah, shoulder and his hand, and like had a gash like down the front of his face on the last day.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. I guess that's better than the first day.
Yeah, definitely. He basically got the full trip except for the very last dinner.
That must happen a lot if you're like on a 9-person trip and they're all just like, you know, non-professional riders and going 100 miles.
Yeah.
Someone's going to fall once.
I did. Yeah. I asked the guys, I was like, what's like, is this, we'd gone to the emergency room twice. And I was like, is that normal on the trip? And they're like, you know, it happens. This one is a lot. It doesn't happen. I think we definitely got the over.
Yeah. That's like, have you ever done the river rafting thing? It's like the same thing, but like there's river rafting guides that take you and do all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. I have not done the river. I've never been river rafting. I've always wanted to go.
Oh, we should do that. It's very fun. You would like it. It's very physical and also, but just on a river, so you're also having fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the risks is that the whole thing flips over. And like that could happen because it's rapids, depending on how insane the rapids
right.
are. Like, has that happened? Like, and they're like, it rarely, rarely happens. Only one time in like the 40-year history did like someone like, you know, die. Like that still seems kind of high.
Yeah.
I don't want to risk that at all. Like,
should we just do a canoe thing with no rapids then?
Let's do the lazy river then. I don't want to risk it.
I would definitely do.
The river is not worth it.
I would definitely do a rapids thing with you though. That'd be great.
Yes, and it's also like, it's the exact same thing. It's like, you're on a raft with like six other people. There's another one. And then behind you is like five professionals with all the food, all the tents. They're landing, setting up a stove, making food,
yeah.
feeding you guys, doing the dishes, reloading everything. And then you're like, I'm a fucking outdoorsman. Hold your oars. I'll take the picture while I'm making you guys a fucking omelet on the raft.
Yeah, that's the way I want to travel now in my old age,
the White Lotus style.
Yeah.
All right, but you know what? We both survived.
We did. I've got more Italy stories, but we'll save them for next week, and you'll have Vegas stories by then too.
Yeah, I assume I'll have COVID by next weekend, quite frankly, because I'm going to a hot spot. It's a terrible time to go there, but this was planned months out and there's no turning back now.
Yeah.
So I'll either be telling you guys my tale of woes and coves, or I'm going to be feeling great and we'll discuss more.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to win a bunch of money and get COVID. So it'll be like kind of
God,
a yin and yang thing.
Or lose a lot and not get COVID.
That'd be tight.
The worst would be the two bad options of those things.
Lose and COVID. No, that's not good. I think, what would you rather have, win and get COVID or lose money and not?
Can I choose the kind of COVID I get? Like, can I have the kind where like I feel better in a few days and it was not that big of a deal?
It would be $10,000, $10,000 in long COVID.
Yeah, I have an inhaler now. But for $10,000, I'd have to take it.
I think so.
Especially if I'm able to outsmart the pit boss and I'm rolling really hot on the dice.
Right. You're counting cards.
I'm getting kicked out.
The only reason you get COVID is because the guy beating you up in an alley also had it.
I just hope like that guy who wiped out on your trip, I get it on the last day. I'd be sad to get sick on day two of a 4-day bachelor party.
Yeah, definitely. You guys are staying in a hotel, Airbnb? What's your plan?
We're doing an Airbnb 2-bedroom, but there's 12 of us and we're not allowed access to the backyard.
Right.
No, we're doing hotel. We got to stay in a hotel. It's Vegas is all just hotels.
Yeah.
It's made for this shit. Right,
exactly. Cool.
Okay. That's it. That's our time. Again, we really implore you guys to send us your theme song and questions. Mm-hmm. I know we didn't get to any today, but we are still going to be answering. The problem is we had so many advice questions of our own this episode, so we didn't get to any of your own. But if you have, send them all down to ifireshow@gmail.com.
That's right.
And we're also making videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one was a Jake and Amir trivia game where I was asking you questions.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
And I think we got a lot of questions that we can ask for the next episode in which you're asking me Jake and Amir trivia.
Love it.
So hopefully that's something we keep up.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys keep it up too. Great job, everybody.
Great.
Congratulations. Awesome for making it this far. And we'll be back next week, which will be July 18th. No, July 18th is this episode. July 25th. Wow, how time flies. Summer's almost over.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear that theme song again. It's the All the Small Things, Wet Dreams.
Dry Days.
And one last time, shout out to Fate on Shuffle.
That's right.
Fate on Shuffle / Spotify.
Subscribe. Don't miss our next drop.
Rate and subscribe. All right, let's hear the song one more time.
Wet dreams, dry days, jerking off with mayonnaise. I love using Hellman's sauce as lube, and I bet Matt Damon does it too. For advice on your biggest woes, email in to If I Were You. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Show no, 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 no. Starts now.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.